I was rereading Joe Carbo's book, The Lazy Man's Way to Riches, on Friday. In the beginning of the book, he asserts, "You are now on your way to having everything in the world you really want." He makes a point of explaining why he used everything and not anything. Joe explains that if someone were to give you anything in the world for which you wished, he would be limiting your gift. Anything, Joe says, means any one thing. I recalled a video we posted of Bill discussing the same idea with his producer, John Hartman. Bill points out how anything means any of them. Bill was referring, as Joe did, to individual items. Notice how Bill points at the imaginary items. He, too, didn't want to limit his gift. Bill's autobiography relates many stories of Bill's limitless generosity. There was the woman who wanted to take lessons with Bill but didn't have the fee. Bill and Margaret welcomed her into the class anyway. There was the troubled young man who needed direction and guidance. Bill and Margaret took him into their home and tried to help him. Aldergrove, Bill's art colony, failed. It failed because Bill focused on helping young artists instead of focusing on money. Bill and Margaret didn't have much money for most of their lives, yet they were always ready to help anyone with everything they had. There was much Bill achieved in his lifetime. There was more he wanted to do. In the Bill Alexander Life Story, a video interview, Bill talks about the future of his company.
I think we have the top artists in America on our side now, and they will, what I started, they will really fulfill my good dream of tomorrow, that we bring wonderful art to the world, wonderful dreams with tears and with joy and with excitement. It's just so wonderful.
John then asked Bill why he was so willing to share the spotlight when many artists were reluctant to do that. Bill responded,
"Everything has its ending. I feel how long is left for me. Wouldn't it be nice if I train top people to go on where I left off? It would be wonderful."
Remember that Bill was already in his 60s when his television show became popular. The hectic schedules and appearances were draining. By the mid-90s, Bill had long since left his television career and Alexander Art behind. He had suffered a stroke and had limited capabilities. When Bill's producer filmed this interview in the mid-1980s, Bill was confident that his work would continue. Shortly before he died in 1997, Bill wasn't so certain. Shortly before Bill died, he asked Laurie, our CEO, to promise him that his work would continue. From that day, the mission at Alexander Art became to share Bill with the world. With few staff and limited resources, that was often difficult to do. However, modern technology and the internet have now given us the tools to make that happen. We are still celebrating the 100th year of Bill's birth. On November the 1st, Alexander Art is going to make one of the biggest announcements in its 30-year history. We're going to give Bill's fans something for which they have been waiting for almost 20 years. We plan to continue Bill's dream.
Bring wonderful art to the world, wonderful dreams with tears and with joy and with excitement. It's just so wonderful.